Any discussion?
I'd like to remove item 24A for like a tabling motion. We could talk about that individually.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Other discussion points? So do you want to take, is that a motion to table item?
Well, we could, I would like to just make a couple of comments about that for the
okay.
purpose of
sure.
moving it to the table.
I tell you what, because that's obviously the big item here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I tell you what, bear with me. Are there other questions on other items other than that one? Okay, so I think the commissioner's here. Commissioner Stewart, why don't you come on up? And we have some questions on item 24A.
Thank you.
Councilor Prescott.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Commissioner Stewart, Department of Natural and Cultural Resources.
Yeah, thank you. I heard you this morning.
Yes.
Where you mentioned that now that it's the job of the Executive Council to figure out the decision-making process for this item 24A. And I would like to ask if you would be available for a briefing, a public briefing, to address each question individually, so we could look at each one standalone. And also, if you could work in conjunction with the Forest Society, if they could also be available to us for a briefing of the history of the Sunapee State Park and how it all began, and then what their thoughts are about the expansion item that's on the agenda. The other is, I would like to ask the Attorney General if he would be able to be part of the briefing for the Executive Council. Just in addition to that, I've seen a lot on a Google search a lawsuit that was recent prior to 2016. Does that have just any influence on the goings-ons from 2014 to 2016 when the West Bowl expansion was voted on by the Executive Council? There was a lawsuit with the lessees of the state park, or the lessees of the state park for Mount Sunapee. I'd like to have some information from the state of New Hampshire, the opinion on that, so I can get some background. This is my first term on the Executive Council. Others were here in 2016, I was not. So this is a new decision for me to make, and I'd like to make it with as much information as possible. So I'd like to see those three items, and maybe other members of the council would like to see those three divisions of state government, or two divisions, and also the Forest Society, to give us a briefing. I'm not looking for a public hearing. I'm just looking for, we can ask questions, they can be answered in a public venue, and I would be able to make my decision based upon that briefing. So thank you. If you could do that on your part.
So let me just clarify, just so I understand. Would this be a briefing that you as executive counselors would call and host, or I just want to be clear.
Yeah, if you're willing to do it and the Executive Council decides that they want you to come, I'm asking, are you available?
Oh, yes, I am available.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. And you could also kind of coordinate with the Forest Society.
Absolutely. We've been working closely with Bill Abbott.
If they'd be willing to come as well, that'd be great.
Great.
All right. And then also, Attorney General?
Yes, of course. Yes.
All right. Good. Thank you. That was okay. My point of why okay. I'm moving to, we'll be moving to table as soon as the discussion is complete.
Okay.
Thank you for allowing me to discuss this.
Do you have a question, Councilor Clark?
Not a question, just commend the department for the way that they've treated this issue. I think they've ensured a fair and open process all along. I think parts of this agreement are important, including provision for reassignment in the future of the lease to prevent what we saw happen over the last couple of years. I've heard from a number of constituents who want a little bit more time to take a look at this and what it all means. And frankly, I need to do a little bit more in terms of a side-by-side comparison. So I'd support a tabling motion of taking a couple weeks to make sure we get it right.
Great, thank you.
Further discussion?
I'm in agreement with the other two councilors about taking more time, but as we're taking more time and thinking about it, there are really three amendments here. And is this a matter of us having to accept all three amendments, or can we split if one amendment's helpful and we conclude the other's not?
the agency presented this as one action. I don't know what the executive council can or cannot do with that.
You know, if they can be split apart. The question is, can item 24, if the council were to deem that they want to take up one piece or another, can it be split apart, or does it have to be resubmitted? Is that even possible?
Wondering, since we're tabling this, since the council apparently is on the brink of tabling the motion, if I could have some time to take a look at that question,
sure,
and advise the council.
That'd be great.
Good.
So you can make the motion?
Well, I just want
to... Sorry.
And this is for my fellow councils, because Councilor Valinsky and myself have had the advantage of going to the hearings, which there have been several, and obviously be on the previous council and having voted on the previous contract. So we've had the upper hand, if you will. So out of respect to the other councils, I have no problem in tabling this particular contract so you can seek out more information. But with that, I'll probably, thinking about more questions as I was prepared to vote on it today. But I guess one of the questions would be, do we need to create further legislative language in the future to better understand, when a contract, is amended with types of ownership, transfers and whatnot, should it always come to the executive council? Because it seems as though we voted on the extension the last time, but this time it was really a transfer of ownership. And we technically, that authority rested with the National Cultural Department's commissioner, Commissioner Stewart. But really, other than the amendments, that we really had no voting role in that. So I'm just wondering if, or we might propose legislation in the future to maybe change that. And then lastly, I think the sticking point that we're really trying to address is the Westfall expansion. And so I'm open-minded to that. But I also think Vail and the Forest Society and other groups really need to have sideline conversations about that. Because from Vail's standpoint, it might be a value added to that contract. And while they might not develop that site in the near future, we have to respect that, they're the owners and the previous ownership. The new ownership should really have, in essence, the same contract. So I just throw that out there, but more than willing to explore more questions and try to get more answers. Thank you.
Further discussion?
Move to table.
Second. We have a motion and a second to table. All in favor of tabling item 24A, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the item is